You got your drink?
Yes.
Okay, I got my drink too.
Yep.
And you also have a napkin?
Yes.
A podcast napkin?
You were there when we made it at Chili's, which is our favorite restaurant, and we do know that it is a chain, so.
Yeah, we are fully aware that it's a chain, but in our defense, there's only one of them in the town that we live in, so we could be excused for, anyway, I like it because the waitress pretty much leaves you alone. She brings you your food.
She's very nice.
Brings you your check. This one was a little bit smiley, but I can work with that. Mm.
Smiley's okay.
Yeah, it's all right. So.
Anyway, we did our podcast preparation at Chili's while we were eating explodey shrimp.
I'll admit, I ordered something called a margarita salad explosion. And I said, I would like the margarita salad, please.
They can't guarantee you won't get the explosion later, though.
Well, I thought that was Chipotle, though.
So
you've got this napkin.
We are prepared.
And I can't read your handwriting.
We are prepared.
So.
The first thing we're going to do is we have a big announcement, right? Sort of?
Sure.
About, we've talked about this for a while.
Sure.
Next podcast, this is podcast number 13. Oh, wait. We lost some time there. We must have been abducted by aliens. Anyway, so this is podcast 13, and podcast 14, we will answer an indeterminate number of questions from patrons to your blog. And those lucky people do get exclusive access to the podcast.
Yep.
So
there's a lot of invisible quotation marks
in that sentence.
It's, yeah. Okay, go ahead. So questions. Sure, we can answer questions.
So
we
if
do
you
it
are
all day long,
a
right?
patron, you can go ahead and patron question message.
Ask patronizing questions. See if I care.
We may or may not answer them. We may just make fun of your name.
We may make up our own questions and pretend that somebody wanted to know.
We may just pretend that you're really into cats and your name is Mr. Fluffers.
I save that for internet trolls.
That's
something that I specifically men's rights activist trolls who occasionally like to come on my blog, even though I have been pretty forthcoming in warning people that that is exactly what's going to happen. If you're a men's rights activist, you're going to come on my blog whining that your penis does not get enough respect, I will edit your comments. And now you've been warned.
Yep.
So, all right. So what's in your napkin?
Our napkin.
I'm sorry.
I think we were going to, well, now that we've done that, I wanted to ask you, what was the best thing that you, our lives are fairly mundane.
It is true.
And I think the highlight of the week is Saturday, in which we do all of the chores we couldn't get done during the week. So I go to the
dump.
Do
you remember when we were first married and it would be the weekend, you were still in college. And I was working at a luggage shop, and you were working at McDonald's. And then the weekend would come, and we would have two whole days.
And nothing to do. It was astounding.
Just the hours unfurling in front of us. No idea. No idea what to. And we would be at a loss.
We were still kind of nervous around each other.
Yeah, still are 20 years later. A little bit.
But yeah, we would go to the flea market, the indoor flea market.
The one with the floor that went downhill.
Yeah, and they had all those weirdos with the booths, and they were all selling, like, Confederate flag stuff.
Yeah, a lot of.
Yeah, then they all went into politics.
and now you cover them.
No, that's
it. But this is a politics-free podcast. I would like to mention that. That's something that I'm intensely and inappropriately proud of, is that this podcast is politics-free, because who needs it, right? For 27 minutes a day, we cannot talk about it.
Exactly.
All right, we talk about our napkin instead.
So Saturdays now are like, it's a triathlon, except not as much shooting.
Wait,
do they shoot at the triathlon?
Are you like, this is back in the old country?
I don't know. I'm just talking here.
Why are you telling them about Saturday? I don't understand.
Well, anyway, our big day, Saturday, you do all the shopping. I take all the stuff to the dump.
Yep.
And then we drive people places.
Yep.
But I was going to ask you, what's the best thing about Saturday? Like, what's the best thing that you bought this week at the grocery store?
Oh. Gee.
You got chicken.
I did buy chicken.
Meat.
That was not especially fun. I jumped on a bandwagon is what I did. Not literally. I bought some coconut oil. It was organic coconut oil.
Oh.
The children were horrified. they called me a hippie, Damien.
Well, it's kind of. But now we're like, were pre-cured of cancer.
Right, exactly. Like, I felt a little bit of polio coming on the other day. I was like, oh no, polio. So I got out the coconut oil, and it was like, whoa, no more polio.
I could feel my Alzheimer's just sort of floating away.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I no longer get a sunburn.
Well, not there.
Coconut oil. Anyway, I don't know why he's trying to goad me into saying this, but I happen to like coconut oil, so
it's good stuff.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
Many uses.
All right. It's a family podcast.
You shared a picture today on Facebook that just, it made me crack up, and I don't generally share pictures at the office, but I shared this one.
Oh, the thing that I found on the table?
Yes.
It was Irene. It was one of Irene. Irene
she's
is
seven
years old. Yep. She's what they used to call a wiseacre. I think that's the official term for it. They had given her this worksheet and it said, "My heart is full, ... and she had to cut out a heart in pink paper.
This was for CCD, right?
No.
No.
It wasn't. In CCD, are you kidding? In CCD, they learn about the sacraments and stuff.
I just colored in stuff in CCD.
Yeah, and look at you now. Look at you now. So anyway.
I know. You suckered me into thinking all sorts of things about the faith, and here I am. I didn't know any better.
I don't remember it. That's not how I remember it.
I remember.
She has this piece of paper, and she has to fill in what's in her heart. So she writes in her monkeyish handwriting, blood cells. she's not wrong.
And I could see her in my mind answering that question, thinking to herself, "That's stupid.
Yeah,
blood
why
cells.
Do I need a whole piece of paper for this? We learned that last year.
I don't know what this has to do with whatever we're learning."
She's the one who thought. She asked me. She said, "In private school, do they just?" What did she say? She thought that maybe like they covered up all their books when they were writing or something because it was private.
Private. They don't. Want, yeah, you don't want looking at that
public
stuff.
Public school where everyone could see. That kid, and that's when she's not kidding. I mean, she wasn't even. Oh my gosh, we should have a weekly Irene feature.
We could have the Irene update.
Yeah, we should have the Irene update. All right,
it could
well,
be
I'll
like
go.
The creature report from
Creature
Octonauts.
Report. I will poke her until she says something funny, and we'll see.
You don't have to poke very hard, though.
I know.
This week, a lot was going on, and yet it wasn't going on. I think you were grousing about this between bites of explosion salad.
I'm going to let that slide.
In any event, it was the first day of spring this week.
And did anybody say anything about it? Was there a big deal? Were there memes being passed around?
Vermin
was
Supreme
there...
did pass around a meme.
Oh, you know what? I want to find that guy amusing, but I just want him to just shut, like, stop, go away, stop.
Before
you know?
We go further...
Like, his name is funny.
Before we go further with our bit, you need to search out a video of Vermin Supreme basically walking next to Ted Cruz and heckling him.
All right, that was funny.
That was when
with
Ted
his
Cruz
giant toothbrush, that
retreats
was funny.
Into his campaign van, and Vermin Supreme gets out the loudspeaker and starts shouting, "Ted Cruz, come out with your hands up and your pants down." That was, and I have a friend who was covering that and was there, and just he died.
That is beautiful. That is very, very beautiful.
So anyway, lunatics with rubber boots on their head aside.
Yep.
No one really, you're right, no one really marked the first day of spring.
Nope. Nobody marked Chico Marx's birthday, except for me, which happened to be today. That was
which is kind
Chico,
of
he would have been 130 years old, a momentous day. It was, I feel
was
like
it
was, no, I think it was Bach's birthday.
Oh, gosh.
But maybe, but he had like
well, see,
14
no one can
children
say,
and they were also all named Bach.
No one can say Bach appropriately, yeah, so well, everyone just sort of avoids it.
The guy, the announcer on our public radio station, oh my gosh, this guy, you know, I'm not saying that I pledge at any point, but if I were going to pledge, I wouldn't because of this guy. He can't even pronounce all of his letters. I'm not even talking about like German composers or anything like that. Like he says bathroom, like if that was for some reason on the news, like if there was
well,
a headline
about
bathroom.
Well, he must be a New Hampshire
say,
resident. You know what town
I'm
he
in
comes
New Hampshire.
From. We used to live in a town called Claremont, which is sort of like Pottersville, except real.
Yeah.
And the people of Claremont do not say Claremont. They say Clawball because they're
Clam-
too damn
Clamont.
Lazy.
Clamont.
To, to say the N and the T at the end.
Yeah. Well.
In any event.
Ladies and gentlemen, my husband is in charge of this podcast because he wrote everything on the napkin and I can't read his handwriting.
Because
so
Irene got her handwriting, honestly. But we were going to talk
can't
about...
He type either, by the way. He uses two fingers. It's ridiculous. Yeah, can you believe it? He's a grown man, writes for a living, and he can't even type.
I once met a guy. I won't say who it is because he's nuts. But if I said who he is, you would all know him. He writes with one finger.
Are you sure?
Very fast.
Wait,
he's a very fast typist.
What's his initials? Oh.
That guy who's upset about those people?
Yeah.
I watched him. He just went like it was crazy.
All right, I feel
and
like
he
this
made
is,
that
I
noise
like
as he typed. It was very strange. He's a very nice man.
All right.
I think he's hiding something in the beard, though.
Okay, this is would be a funnier joke if you hadn't whispered the punchline into my ear, into the microphone. do you want to show them a picture also for the podcast?
I'll show them.
You
plenty.
Should do a dance for the podcast.
Maybe I will.
But not a tap dance. All right, what else is on your napkin?
Well, we were going to talk about the
next napkin.
Next napkin.
Picture report.
We're not done with our mission.
Oh.
We were going to talk about how we need to reorder like what the days are that everybody pays attention to.
I have this cranky friend on Facebook. He's like, I hear tell that it's lasagna day. I like lasagna. I really do. But it's enough with these days already. Like, this is the thing that he's upset about right now. Like, there's lasagna day, and this is an outrage.
That's just one day over the line. All we need is National Talk Like a Pirate Day. And
which
then
is every day.
Well, it depends on how much I've had to drink. But
which is
every day. But then that's like, what else do you need?
Well, I think, all right, be patient while I bear with me while I express my full thought here, if you would.
Would you like the floor?
Yeah.
Do we have a second on that motion?
Yes.
All right, up for discussion.
Okay.
I'll say aye?
Aye.
Okay.
Can I talk? Come on.
Yes.
All right, I think that we have a shame-free, gender-typical behavior day. And what I mean by that... I'm going to work on the name. The name needs a little work. I'll admit it. It's no lasagna.
Maybe an acronym.
That's where you run into trouble.
How about an acrostic?
Oh, come on. So it's just like I totally get that it's a bad thing to assume that girls always want to be ballerinas and boys always want to be bulldozer instructors or whatever it is, that stereotype. You know, like, okay, like it's
bulldozer cowboys.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. So it's good to break out of those rigid stereotype roles and everything like that, and we shouldn't be making assumptions, and we shouldn't be constricting people, and people should be. But what happens is now people are ashamed and embarrassed, and they feel troubled in their minds when they, like, for instance, is a woman who enjoys shopping. Like, they feel like they have to make jokes about it and excuse themselves and say, oh, haha, I'm such a girl. Like, just buy the damn dress. What do you have to put on the big... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I read a thing in... it goes further than that. You know, there's women who want to stay home with their children and they feel guilty about it. Like, lady, it's fine. You're fine. You know? I mean, if you're unhappy or if you're doing a bad job, go ahead and do something else. Just, you know, make sure your kids are taken care of and do something else. But if that's what you want to do and you're good at it, like, it's fine. This is fine. Everything is fine. Don't worry about it. Oh my gosh. There was this woman who was like, she was so bound and determined that her kids were not going to be rigidly locked into gender stereotypes. And it turned out that she asked her daughter what she wanted for her birthday, and the kid wanted like a pink ballerina tutu, and she was horrified because that was such a gender. But I thought she said your kid do whatever you wanted. That was the whole point of it, was that it was supposed to be child led, and it just so happened that her child, who was a daughter, found dresses appealing, and to her this was, you know, a terrifying evidence that she had failed, and it was stupid.
I don't even know how some some liberals even manage to procreate.
Well, I'll be not by barbecuing, I'll tell you that.
Oh,
I saw
what?
This was a while ago. It lodged in my head somehow. I have not read Salon magazine. I think this may actually have been the last time I read Salon.com. And it was this guy.
Ooh.
Yeah. It was this guy, and he was like, "Well, I'm a man." And I was out there, and
he
didn't actually say that. It is,
but
that's not
that's,
how he
that's
started.
Presuming facts, not in evidence.
Okay, well, he said
and
he was
writing
he said
for Salon.
He said he was a yeah, I know. Right. He said he was a guy. He had a guyish name and everything, and he was talking about cooking meat on the grill, and enjoying himself, and then he felt bad about it because it was just so, like, I don't even know what the problem was. There was a problem there. Just,
listen,
you know,
if you're going to feel bad about everything that you do, at least be Irish Catholic.
Exactly. That's a good thing we have everything figured out and everybody should be exactly like us, don't you think?
Oh, goodness, no. Oh, goodness, well, no. Well, we've created a situation where we're sending these young adults out into the world.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to have three kids in high school and two kids in college next year. You realize that?
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Something very similar to that.
Yeah.
No. Two high school, two college, and one in eighth grade.
Oh, well,
which
yeah,
is
that's
like,
right.
Which is
be in eighth grade.
Which is some sort of form of torture,
well,
I think.
Well, he's got a mustache, for goodness sake.
I know.
Where that came from.
Chico.
Yeah. All right. Next. Napkin report.
You got me to do it. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Well, the kids in high school are both going to be confirmed this in like 2 weeks or something.
I have to buy them things like dresses and jackets.
And they're
gender conforming style of
yes.
clothing.
Yes. Although our daughter is taking St. Michael as a confirmation name,
mm-hmm.
which is rather.
Oh, yeah. I know. We went through all the female forms of Michael today. Because the deadline was like 11 years ago or something. We're doing everything at that.
We're very procrastinating.
Oh my gosh. I had to tie the forms to a flaming arrow and send it over to the next state to get it there in time. It was ridiculous. We're pathetic. We should kick ourselves out of that parish. We haven't even joined yet. It's terrible. But anyway. She didn't want Michelle. She didn't want Michaela. She didn't want Micah, which isn't even a girl's name, but it kind of sounds like a girl's
name.
That's
not even a name, though. That's
a name.
That's fool's gold.
No, that's what, well.
Right?
No, that's pyrite or pyrex or something.
Okay.
That's
well,
pyrite. You're thinking of Micah.
Yes, I am.
I'm glad we cleared that up. I have been drinking a lot today. Boy. See, he took me out, and and then I had a couple of drinks, and then we came home, and I had another drink. I don't know. What? Napkin report.
Napkin report. I forget. Here's the thing. When we get right down to it, this podcast, which is really very silly, supports the whole website right now.
I know. That's scary.
And the reason why you're doing it the way you're doing it is so that when somebody wants to gets mad at you for, I don't know, telling the truth or speaking your mind.
Or saying bullshit. Or blowjob.
Or wiener.
Or asshole.
Oh, that's a good one. Or showing pictures of potatoes that look like dog balls.
It is not my fault. You were reading a lot into it. That was just
somebody
potatoes,
was.
Sir.
In any event. But when that happens, I feel bad. There are so many people out there, they don't know who to complain to ask that you be fired now.
I know. What are they going to do? It's gonna be like in Rumpelstiltskin where they just like pull on themselves so hard that
they fall right through the floor or something.
Yeah,
right?
And then we fit them with red hot iron shoes and they have to dance themselves to death and everybody's like, now we can have the wedding.
They do that usually nightly on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Twitter has been well.
That's been it's but who does one complain to?
I don't know.
We should really have like a complaints department for you, like an email address or maybe a PO
sure.
box they can send a letter into.
Yeah, www.kissmyass.edu.
Well, that's not helpful. That's not helpful. You should, you know what? I have somewhere in my files, I have Charlton Heston's address and phone number, so we could give that out as
okay.
They
could
complain
wait,
to Charlton
wait,
Heston.
Wait, why do you have Charlton Heston's address?
That doesn't matter.
Okay, how?
All right, well, let's just say it doesn't matter how I came into possession of that information, but I did, while Mr. Heston was still among the living, I did have his address and phone number.
And what were you planning to do with it?
That's not what I planned. What I did do with it.
What did you do with
it? He was my emergency contact when I went to Rome.
In college.
Because it amused me to imagine that some terrible tragedy were to befall me, like I would get like flattened by a piano or something. And I'm dead, and the State Department calls Charlton Heston up.
Is that how that works?
And they're pianos? Like, he's the emergency contact. They say, "Sir, Damien Fisher, he's dead." And he would be like, "What the hell?" And that just cracked me up, so I put him down as my emergency contact.
All right, wait, let's do that again.
Oh, no.
Mr. Heston, I'm sorry to tell you that Damien Fisher has been flattened by a piano in Rome.
What the hell? There you go.
Okay. All right. Next.
Next.
Report.
Well, all I have written down here is the worst thing. If we haven't covered something now that was the worst thing you've heard all week.
I'm pretty sure that the worst thing that you all have heard all week is the last 21 minutes of this podcast. Woo-wee.
I think you've done all right.
Yeah, it's all right. I mean, a lot of...
you're just saying that because you're just saying that.
The average... I'm just saying a lot of people are paying 24 cents for this podcast, and I think it was probably... I mean, if it's less than an Aldi shopping cart, then...
That's worth it.
I think so.
That's a good value. Because sometimes you can't find that quarter, and then you're just like, I'm wandering around Aldi, and I've got like 20 things in my arms, and I'm dropping the flour.
I usually get two carts. That actually, to answer your previous question, I do actually enjoy Saturdays somewhat because we do our shopping turn, which is fun because you know, we generally neglect our children. We make them raise each other. You know, we throw some various overalls of different sizes into the pit where they live, and we tell them to work it out, and that's, you know, it's worked so far. And but on Saturdays, they take turns, and one of them comes with me for this epic 3.5-hour shopping trip to all the various different places, and they can spend their allowance, and they get to pick out the cereal for the weekend, and they get to pick the dessert, and it's possible that it's more fun for me than it is for them.
They look forward to it so much.
Yeah, it's nice. It's fun. I recommend
it. To hang out with you.
Yeah, it's fun. But at this point, we buy so much food that I do get two carts at Aldi. And, wow, I was really hoping by the time I got to the end of the story that there would be a point to it. But I'm just saying,
I need
two quarters. That's what I was saying. Okay. The worst thing?
Yeah.
The worst thing is that apparently there is an almond shortage because almonds are big water hogs and there was a drought in California, and so when there's not a lot of water to go around, you stop watering your almonds, which seems short-sighted to me because aren't they trees or something? It seems like
I don't know what the deal is.
Anyway, it's hard to find almonds. I don't know maybe if it's just me. So I got coconut oil instead,
which works just as well.
Mm-hmm. So boy, do I have a worse thing? Do you have a worse thing?
What's your
confirmation name?
Joseph.
What's my confirmation name?
Michael.
Because that's the name you pick when you can't think of any other name. And you're like, well, he's an angel. I guess that'll work. And, you know.
Who is your confirmation sponsor?
I don't remember. So whoever it is, they haven't been doing a very good job, apparently.
Well, if they've been praying.
Who's your confirmation sponsor?
Your mother is, actually. Oh. I did not get confirmed until we had had three kids.
Yeah.
Already. We were married, though.
Yeah. More or less. No, I'm just kidding.
So, yes, your mother is my confirmation sponsor.
Yeah, she's quite sponsorial.
Yes.
Damien, I don't have anything else to say.
Well, you know, 24 minutes is pretty good.
Oh, wait, I have a poem. I forgot. I have a poem.
Who's this by?
It's by everybody. No, it's by
Dylan Thomas.
Thomas, sure. All right, that's a joke. He's mocking me. He's shamelessly mocking me.
Well, here's the thing. You read the poem,
yeah.
And I had studied a lot of Thomas in college.
Last week,
yeah.
I said I was reading a poem by Dylan Thomas,
and
then I read it.
And I thought, wow, that was really, I don't remember that one, but that's really good. That's awfully good.
It kind of sounded like Dylan Thomas, but it was, in fact, A.E. Housman. And as Damien was teasing me about this, he said, oh, you read a poem by, wait, what did you say?
Auden?
Yeah, you said W.H. Auden. And you're an English major, too, so I don't see how this is 100% my fault. I was drinking a lot
back then.
Oh, yeah, well, yes, last week. Anyway, it's by Richard Wilbur, okay?
And yeah, that guy.
I happen to like Richard Wilbur. I do, Wilbur. Too. All right. I'm glad we settled that. It's on Having Misidentified a Wildflower by Richard Wilbur. A thrush, because I'd been wrong, burst rightly into song in a world not vague, not lonely, not governed by me only. That's it.
Oh, that's nice.
I like it.
Yeah. I think we're done. Yep. I think we did a good effort.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a long week.
That was exhausting. I'm going to have another drink.
Good.
All right.
Good night.